Sam, come on over.
Hi everyone, you are listening to the Self-Help Half Hour with your host, Colin.
And I'm Faust, DJ Faust in the house.
And this is 91.5 FM WMFO from Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Woo. How's everyone's morning going so far? It's 6 a.m, everyone's waking up, everyone's got a cup of joe. Bro, Faust.
What's up?
Are you ready to learn a bit more about yourself? To get into the mood,
you know, I think I am. I'm ready for some self-help.
Mm-hmm.
Colin, can you tell me what this show is all about? As you know, many of you listeners out there may have realized, this is a completely new show.
Well, this is our first time doing it, and you know what? The problem is, at 6 a.m. on a Monday morning, a lot of people don't want to wake up. They just had Halloween weekend,
right?
And they're saying, you know, I'm gonna stay inside my duvet covers, a wonderful little donut,
right,
for the rest of my life. But you can't do that.
You got to get up,
and that's what we're here for. We're here for motivation.
We're here for advice.
Advice. We're here for really just those two things, would you say?
That's pretty much it. We're also going to play some music. So I would say advice, music. What did you say? What was the first one?
Advice, music.
I've forgotten.
Motivation. That was
right.
The first one.
Right. You gotta grab life by the horns, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just here to help you out.
We're here to put your hands on the horns.
Right. But you gotta grab.
You gotta grab them. Right. This is our first track. This is, I thought, first way to start things off for the year.
Right.
Good way to do it would be with The Lark Ascending, because that's what we're doing. We are ascending.
We're ascending right now.
We're ascending. So here we go. This is Ralph Vaughan Williams as The Lark Ascending, played by the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, with Tasman Little doing the beautiful violin at the top.
Wow.
The lark over the top of it. So
enjoy.
Let's get started, shall we?
Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that was just exquisite, wouldn't you say?
That was beautiful. It was really a great way to start my morning.
Mm-hmm. I feel refreshed. I feel like the lock in question that was ascending just now.
Right.
Ready to take the world by the haunches.
What is a lark?
A lark is a songbird.
Ah.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
It's also, if you're English and like over 60, having a lark is having a good time. I don't know if larks were known to be particularly jovial birds.
Oh, are they kind of nasty? Like,
yeah, I don't know if it's named after the bird itself or if the bird is named after the act of larking about.
Mm.
I'm not too sure. That's
right. It's like a chicken and egg thing we got.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll make sure to look that up for next week.
Yeah, that's definitely something we can clarify.
Right.
Well, this is the self-help half hour. And
yes.
I need to ask you, Brett, do you have any causes you feel strongly about?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because actually I do. And the cause I care most deeply about in this world has to be ladder safety.
Ladder safety.
And luckily, I have a PSA about it right here, so I'm going to go ahead and read that.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just looked down, and there was also a PSA about it.
Let's do it. I can't wait to hear.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
150,000 people.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Mm.
Wow. Very very surprising.
That could have used a bit more actual tips on ladder safety.
That's true.
It was just a bit, it was kind of scary,
but then it was a little scary.
It was like, visit this website.
I like the part about, like, it could be waiting in your basement.
Mm.
Like, it's kind of a creepy image. Just like, I imagine like a ladder with legs and arms. A ladder that's alive, just like crawling around your basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Brave Little Toaster situation.
Right.
Yeah. That.
Yeah.
Like casting an ominous shadow.
Yeah. Or how do you think a ladder would move around if it was like alive?
I think it'd be like the playing cards from Alice in Wonderland.
Mm.
Like it'd be very rigid and walk kind of.
Oh, it would just
side to side.
Right.
It'd shimmy.
Like twisting itself.
Yeah,
that's way better. That makes way more sense than what I had in mind, which is that it would just kind of hop around by like closing itself and popping up.
Oh,
yeah, which doesn't make any sense.
Well, you're thinking of a stepladder. I'm thinking more of just like a big old wooden thing. Here's the thing, though: if a ladder, we've completely devalued this PSA.
Right.
But if you are terrified of, not terrified, but if it is, ladder safety is important, you should go to
it is
where we just told you to go.
I feel like if you just stay below, you want your you
like
know,
the
your,
second
your,
rung.
Your center of gravity has to be below the top rung for sure, all the time.
Well, I mean,
so if you're very tall, you don't need a ladder.
We're talking about like sentient ladders attacking and hurting people,
right?
But that really couldn't happen unless you like climbed all the way to the top of it,
exactly.
And it were to throw you off.
Yeah,
you really have a better chance of like getting injured.
Right.
And by that point, you could probably tell it was a sentient ladder.
That's true.
You probably have a better chance of getting injured.
Right.
By just a normal ladder.
And they're also
than you
very
a sentient
rare. They're very rare creatures.
I've never met a sentient ladder so far.
Welcome to the self-help half hour.
Should we cue up our next track?
Sure.
So this is one of my personal favorites. Mm. This is a group called Trinidad Sonolia. They are, I'm pretty sure their first release was from Bandcamp. You can find it on Spotify. And they're mixing spoken word with house music.
Very cool.
With some kind of classical Afrobeat, Africana rhythms.
Very nice.
And it's very, very, it's just, you really get the house influence. It just takes you there.
Let's
so next song is going to be Sacre Sucre by Trinidad Sonolia.
At dusk, the wind blows gently through fields of cane, singing to Azaka, reporting to concern lower as the red sky begins its journey to dawn. It feels like heaven against a back wet from hours of cutting cane. The first sugarcane plant was brought to Louisiana from Saint-Domingue and stuck deep into the rich Gulf Coast soil. Sunshine, water, and dirt. Triometrically opposed, maybe. Taken for granted, yes. Left to rot or drown. But intention is the greatest architect, and prayer becomes the prime mover. West of the Mississippi, competing with cotton and rice, competing for sunshine, water, dirt, intentions, and prayer. Now some would argue that the introduction of sugarcane in Latazuni was part of the Loa's commitment to protect its followers in foreign lands. With roots literally planted in Louisiana ground, the Loa would also flourish in the tumultuous early days of La Louisiane, allowing those that understand access to the mysteries of the Daomi and Congo, transforming fields of cane into proud Pitomatans, connecting the spirit world of ancient Guinea to the living world of sunshine, water, and dirt. Busied himself in the hen house, stealing eggs or rather
still we prostrate and profess what we see when our backs are bent. Colored backs, copper backs, black backs. Black backs bent over for peas, potatoes, rice, greens, cotton, cane, and God. God is a multiple. God is many. God is Trinity. God as the communion of Loa. God is the communion of Orisha. God is the communion of souls gathered together like a basket of pecans. God like the grains of dirt that clung to the nails of Nong Sonye. That clung to the cuticles that permeated the skin. That gave life and nurture to seed. To bring forth fruit, fruit of the womb, thou womb.
That was Trinidad. What's the name of the group? Trinidad Sinolia.
Sinolia.
With Sucre Sacra. Very cool song, CTP. Really enjoyed that one.
Sucre Sacra.
Welcome back to the self-help half hour, everyone. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is DJ Faust. I'm here with DJ CTP. And I think DJ CTP has a bit of a PSA. For us?
I definitely have a PSA.
Sure.
Here's our second PSA of the night.
Very cool.
This is something very close to my heart,
yep.
As you know. I've often been labeled a cyberspace cowboy.
That is true.
Driving 220 down the hardware highway.
Yep.
And this is something that's very close to my heart. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape?
Right.
In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's pretty true. I do the same thing for my laptop.
I don't see the point. I think it's a little ridiculous.
But what if someone... I mean, you would never know.
That's true. You're right. Maybe I trust institutions too much, maybe.
Maybe it's not even institutions.
It's the cyberspace
cowboys as well.
Oh, the cyberspace cowboys are the ones.
Yeah.
Right. Well, folks, it's right around the half hour mark. So that you know what that means. It's time for a weekly segment, Life Hacks.
Life hacks.
In this segment, we round up, you know, the best and worst life hacks off the internet and deliver them to you. So I have one right here, which I definitely did not just come up with. Here we go.
Let's hear it.
Out of sunscreen?
I'm always out of sunscreen.
Right. It's so expensive and they come in such little bottles.
This is especially the right time to do it as winter rapidly
you know, cloudy autumn. Out of sunscreen, throw a bar of cream cheese in your knapsack.
Oh.
You'll smell like a bagel, but trace amounts of SPF in cream cheese will keep your skin healthy and glowing.
That's true.
Yep.
Cream cheese, often when you get the big tub,
right.
there's that oil covering the top of it.
Yep.
So that oil is probably good to keep you moisturized.
It's good
as
for
well.
Your skin, and it has trace amounts of SPF.
That's and if you apply it thick, none of the sun can actually get through the the upper layer.
Right, and it, you know, if you look at the unit price, it's usually much cheaper than sunscreen, which is super expensive these days.
Is that true?
I don't know. I don't know. Here we are, you know, in the self-help half hour. We should do more research for this show next week.
Yeah.
We're definitely not going to bring a
life hack next time.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we have. We're gonna get back into the music. For our third track today, we have "Little Fly" by Esperanza Spalding. Here we go. Esperanza Spalding with "Little Fly."
That was gorgeous.
Quite a beautiful song, isn't it?
When did that song come out?
I'm not sure. I don't remember. I think, yeah, it was. I know she. It says here 2010, and she won a Grammy for this album, I think.
Oh no way!
Yeah, and she deserved it. I think it was either Jazz or Best New Artist. I don't remember, but I remember it was like they kind of like stirred the pot because, no one had ever heard of her.
Yeah.
And suddenly she came out, and I think someone else famous was up for nomination, but she won it, so people got angry. Ooh. But also were like, you know, it's good she got some. She's very talented, so
I can't wait to listen to the whole album.
It's super good.
Right, Faust, the clock just chimed 6:42.
Oh, 6:42.
Yeah,
you know what time that is.
That is question time.
Question time. Woo!
that is when we get a, you know, a question from our audience.
Right.
People who listen to the show, you guys, don't call in. Fill out our form or email it to us.
Yep.
And we'll answer it for you on air. We'll give you advice because this is the self-help half hour.
This is the self-help
hour.
So let someone else help you.
Yes.
Is what we're saying.
But, yes.
Right.
Okay, so protecting their anonymity. What is... it's not really anonymity. It's more confidentiality.
Right.
But what is the name of the person you wrote in, Brett?
Doug the Pug.
Doug the Pug. Okay, Doug the Pug says...
From where? Colin, where? What city is Doug the Pug from?
He's from Manitoba.
Manitoba.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, we have an international listener.
Yeah, wow. I know. Wow. Well,
my God.
You're going to hear some real Canadian. Some real Canadian. Tons of phrase in this.
Sure.
Dear guys. I'm a sophomore at uni. I have a roommate for the first time. Well, technically I had one last year, but he was never around. Thanks for clarifying. Yep. And I'm dealing with the usual roommate shenanigans. We do the normal roommate stuff, you know, fighting over the space, making each other leave if our girlfriends come around, no big deal. But this is the first proper fight we've gotten into. You see, he has a gigantic knife that he uses to literally do everything. He uses it as a knife, as a fork. I'm pretty sure he bathes with it. I'm hesitant to tell him to put it away. I'm pretty sure he forged the metal himself and the handle is made from the scarred trunk of a tree struck by lightning. It's just, not being too outdoorsy myself, I don't see the need to have it out all the time, especially when we have people over or when we're pre-gaming for a party. Any help on how I can breach the subject and get him to put it in the drawer without making him look like I don't appreciate him? Thanks, Doug the Pug from Manitoba.
That is quite a conundrum. I sympathize with Doug here.
Everyone needs... Yeah, I mean, like, this guy made this knife himself.
It is
he
very
forged
impressive.
It. It's,
right.
It's an incredible feat, but
and
at the same time...
it's obviously not, like, an aggressive thing. It's not... It sounds like it's... It's like a utility knife, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's like... But where does a pocket knife stop being a pocket knife?
Right.
What point... It doesn't sound like you can fold it away, and it sounds, the fact that it's gigantic,
right?
Specifically gigantic, makes me think that Doug wouldn't have any problem if, you know, it wasn't as big as it was, but the size is specifically...
That's true.
...the problem, not so much the knife itself.
Well, we all have different ideas of what a big knife really is, like...
That, yeah. If Crocodile Dundee...
Right. If it was
taught
Crocodile
us anything
Dundee,
about
yeah.
cultural differences.
Right. I don't know. What do you think Doug should do in this situation? What's your advice?
Well,
here?
The thing is, they're roommates. They have like a thing. They have a pact to make the space comfortable for everybody. And
exactly.
he says he wants them to put them away, especially when they have people around or,
right.
you know, if
and that,
there may be some alcohol involved, which is absolutely
right.
Very important. We should do a knife safety PSA after this because
right.
mm-hmm. those are both situations you want to think about not having a knife in.
Right.
I think he's pretty correct in the whole when.
Right. Well,
when
how
we
do you
have
think Doug should
around.
Approach his roommate? Is the thing.
I don't know.
It's hard to approach someone who carries a knife around.
who's very open about knife use
yeah.
and seems skilled with it.
Skilled with it, yeah. And forgery.
If they can talk about all the other stuff, sharing space, getting each other to leave, they can figure out how to say, "Hey man, just you know what this is my self-help tip of the day."
Right.
What you want to do is you want to get 100 little chocolates. And you want to wrap each individual one up in a yellow post-it note. And I mean like Hershey's Kisses kind of things. Not like a little piece of, not like the stuff you put in cookies. Not right. a chocolate chip. Like
yeah.
an actual, like a proper consolidated like chocolate
okay.
bite, a nibble.
Yep.
And wrap them all up individually into yellow post-it notes. And on each one, on the inside, write something that you like about them. And then scatter them from the entrance of your dorm building to your room. So he follows them like a trail of... This sounds like a seduction. Yeah. And he thinks he's going...
He thinks
he's going to get seduced.
Right.
And then he opens the last one and it says, but please put your knife away. And then I think the... Not only the fact that he's been rewarded with 100 chocolates.
Right.
But also the fact that... But now... This seduction has turned into, it's turned on him. He feels betrayed and angered.
Right.
But really with himself for getting his hopes up, and he should put the knife away.
I think that is great advice.
That's how I deal with most problems with my roommates. That's how I dealt with it.
Right.
I've bought so much chocolate over the years.
It's great. That's great advice, Colin. Thank you so much for that.
I'm always here for
and
more self-help.
Thank you to Doug the Pug from Manitoba for sending in a question today.
We'll always keep our contacts confidential, and we can't wait to answer some more questions.
Absolutely. And here, we're going to continue with some music
for
the last 10 minutes of this show. So let's do it. Here we have Baths with Ironworks.
Ooh.
Sweet swine, questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
Ooh, okay, so that was our donation PSA. That is, guys, if you like listening to WMFO, if you want to keep it going for the next 4,000 years, which is what we want to do, then please listen to the donation PSAs and donate. We really, it's kind of needing. WMFO is a Medford institution, just to keep it running.
Bjork.
This next track is going to be Bjork, and this will probably be our last track of the night. Medford, we thought the world of you, and we'll see you next week.
love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him.
She loves him. She loves him.